A big day here on the Tiwis. It seems the entire community is here, along with many people who have flown to Bathurst Island, including the Chief Minister, Adam Giles, and they're here to witness the signing. It happened about 30 minutes ago, a memorandum of understanding between the Tiwi Plantation Corporation and the Japanese company Mitsui. Now, this deal, it basically sets the path for the sale and the exportation of these acacia plantations here on the Tiwis. The island, it's home to about 30,000 hectares of acacia. Acacia mangiums. The oldest trees in those plantations are about 12 to 14 years now. And of course, these plantations, they've got a bit of a history, a bit of a checkered history, some could say. They at one stage were managed by the MIS company Great Southern, which collapsed in 2009. And since then, a lot of speculation on whether these trees would actually be sold, would they actually be exported. And that's what makes today a special day. With me to talk more about this is Roger Smith, who is the General Manager of Tiwi Plantation Corporation. Roger, tell us, what is the significance of this deal that's been signed?
Today, of course, has been another milestone in the development of the plantations and bringing them to harvest. It's something that Tiwi have been looking forward to for a long time. Experimental planting started in the islands back in 1960. We've still got old people who remember those plantations and who want their children and their grandchildren to get jobs in forestry. When Great Southern went over in 2009, Tiwi decided they were going to manage the plantations themselves. They've secured a port. We can't export wood chips without a port. So Tiwi went to Singapore. They negotiated with a major multinational, Ezion. Ezion have constructed the port. The pontoons came in July. And now this is another milestone, is the agreement with Mitsui to sell chips. We'll be selling between 300,000 and 400,000 green metric tons a year. It's for at least a five-year period. In 5 years, the gross revenue to the islands will be in the order of 200 million. Matt was asking me earlier what happens to that 200 million. Well, very obviously, a lot of it goes on expenses because it is an expensive business. A lot of it will go on replanting. But we believe that we'll be funding between 80 and 100 jobs. Landowners will be receiving somewhere in the order of $1 million, $1.5 million in stumpage. And we're a not-for-profit company. Tiwi Plantations is a trust. We're a not-for-profit company. So any surplus has to get returned to the community by virtue of whatever specific projects they have.
There's some impressive numbers in all that. And I like the up to 100 jobs. Doing what?
Well, just sat down next to me is Quentin Pope. Quentin's a regional manager on the Tiwi Islands, and Quentin's people currently are looking after the maintenance of the plantations. One of the most significant issues in relation to maintenance is, of course, fire management. We've also got weed control issues, and those are ongoing. In addition to which, of course, there'll be people, probably we'll probably have somewhere in the order of 40 people working on harvesting equipment. We'll probably have another 20 involved in replanting the projects.
And will these all be Tiwi people?
The vast majority are Tiwi people. So the jobs that we say, when we say we're creating between 80 and 100 jobs, we're talking about creating between 80 and 100 Tiwi jobs. Currently, Quentin's got about 30 people working for him. Half of them are Tiwi, half of them are non-Tiwi.
When are you expecting the first shipment, the historical shipment, to leave?
Yeah, I've been making predictions for the last 12 months, so I'll chance my hand and do it again. We'd like to see that first ship away in April or May this year.
Yep. And I'm understanding once it's up and going, maybe 7 to 10 shipments a year.
Depends on the size of the ships, but we think the ships will be taking about 50,000 green metric tons, so you do the sums. If we're selling 30,000, 300,000 tons, that's...
And this is all going to Japan?
Mitsui market chip into India, China and Japan, so it could go to either of those three markets. Our suspicion is that it'll probably go to China.
Right. And paper is the main game. You refer to it as wood chip, but that's how it ends up, I presume.
That's correct, Matt. The paper that they make from acacia mangium is the high-quality photocopying, high-quality printing paper. It's one of the largest wood chip species traded in the world today. And, of course, the advantage for the Japanese is that they have a secure supply from our plantations, and in addition to which, by comparison to Southern Australia, we've got about an 8-day shipping advantage over Southern Australia.
Yeah. Well, We just look forward to watching it all unfold this year. Really appreciate your time on the Country Hour. It's about to pour down rain here on the Tiwis. You've had a pretty good wet season, you guys.
We've had a good wet season, a really good wet season, and our trees are growing and they're growing well.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Roger Smith is the General Manager for the Tiwi Plantation Corporation.